Because on the line today, right now on The Breakfast Club, great to have Boomer Harvey with us, by the way, in studio, is a young man who brought a smile to thousands upon thousands of fans of the Red and the Black yesterday when it was announced that he had signed for six seasons at the end of 2027 for Essendon, none other than Zach Merritt, who joins us on The Breakfast Club this morning. Good morning, Zach. Well done.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for that. Happy to be on here.
Now, I want to know, where does the number six come from? Do you go in and say, look, just make it 8 years? And they say, how about four? We'll meet you at six. How do you get to six-year extensions?
I was starting to count up how old I was going, but I didn't realise I was going to be 31 or 32. It's gone that quick. But, I was just keen to show faith and look long-term and obviously spread the money across a longer period of time to cater for guys that are coming through and hopefully build a list that will be competitive and look towards having some success as well.
Now, you've done the deal, so you can say whatever the hell you like, but was there ever any doubt that you would stay at the Bombers?
I think there was definitely doubt probably the end of last year around what the future was going to be holding and what the plan was going to be for the club. So there was definitely a few doubts, but I think when I walked back in the club in November and Truck really took the reins, there was a big shift pretty quickly, and it was very evident. I think that the games are sort of just the showpiece for that change.
So, Zach, firstly, congratulations. Was there a game or a moment where it sort of went, yep, nah, this is where I want to be? Or, as you said, it was more sort of a slow build from the pre-season?
Yeah, it was quite funny. I think looking back in the pre-season, we did a lot of sessions, a lot of time and energy focused sort of on our growth and improvement and connecting back to our history. And I think during those sessions, I really felt it resonated with me. And, I felt like that one club player loyalty stuff started to shine, but obviously I had to wait and see for how the real stuff would happen. And it was probably the games that we didn't quite win, but I felt like we were playing really competitively and consistently as a group and felt really connected. And to see some young players play well, but more importantly, I think it was more the guys on our list like Langford and Laverty and Parrish that really improved, and for me that showed a lot of excitement and opportunity and optimism for me.
So, Zach, yeah, well done. Congratulations, mate. It's fantastic that you've been able to commit for so long. Just that doubt that you talk about at the end of last season, how did you firstly overcome that? Because a lot of players we see now, once they've got doubt, they leave the football club. And then secondly, what's impressed you about Ben Rutten so much to, as half spoke about, commit for such a long time?
Yeah, I think firstly the doubt stuff. I guess when you walk into a club, you want to leave it in a much better place, I guess, than it was when you walked in. And for me, it was in a pretty unique situation 8 years ago. And I just felt like if I had left, it wouldn't be in a better place. And I don't think that would have sat right with me moving forward. So I guess that's how I got rid of the doubt. It was, how can I improve this place regardless of what happens moving forward? And then to Truck, I think his openness to learn and want to get better individually, but also be pretty stern and understanding and assured of what he wants out of us as players and as staff, I think has been really good. And I think we're a long way to go and grow, but Truck's openness as a person has certainly helped everyone else come in and enjoy work again.
Zach, just I don't really want to bring up the whole thing about being left out of the leadership group and all that sort of thing, but when you look back on it now, do you kind of see it as a good thing because of how much you've grown as a footballer and a leader as a result of that, or is it just natural development of you and that really didn't have much to do with it?
A bit of both. It definitely had some positives looking back now. I think the weird ability to actually connect back with a lot of players. I think when you're in the leadership group, I didn't really understand that you feel like you're probably out of a lot of conversations with guys just on the floor. And that 12 months off or out of the group, I think allowed me to probably understand further and much better about views that other guys have and concerns or frustrations that they have towards other players or the group and the footy club. And that was a really great learning experience for me. And I think I've been able to take that forward and massively benefit from it. But I think also I was probably naturally trying to improve regardless of things, I guess, going against me on another way. And so probably a bit of both, to be honest.
Because one of the great things about you as a footballer is your consistency. You don't play bad games. You're very reliable to your teammates and it's always at a very high level. But Marcus Bonapelli talked about on our program about making teammates better. And that's his absolute number one focus. If he's having a bit of a downer or feels he needs to improve, that's his number one focus. What's your number one focus out on the field to get the best out of yourself?
Yeah, I think it's been probably a similar transition than Marcus a little bit. I think early in your career, you want to obviously establish yourself and earn some respect and then cement yourself in the game, and then you're trying to take on or be better than players around the league, and then you probably get to a stage where you realise you obviously can't do it yourself, and the ability to influence is probably my focus at the moment, the ability to influence guys on their own journey and hopefully help them achieve their or close to their potential as quickly as possible. And I think as you play more and more games out there, the game tends to slow down a little bit and you start to be able to see things probably more than just yourself. That's probably been the last, I think, 6 to 12 months of my growth has been able to actually help guys on the field in the heat of battle, which can be tough at times, but that's probably when you get the most joy, I think, when you see guys struggling or need help and you can help them and then get the win. It's very rewarding.
Zach, you mentioned something before. You said a word that Rammer and I both looked at each other and give a bit of a fist pump, and that was the loyal part of it. The one club player, how much did that actually mean to when you signed your 6-year deal going forward?
Yeah, it meant a lot, Boomer. I think growing up in a small country town, it's pretty prevalent, and I guess the loyalty and humility that I was taught at a young age definitely held strong when looking to make the decision. And I admire a lot of people before me and around the world that have done that, and I think it still has a special feeling and meaning in Australian sport.
Yeah, mate, that's fantastic. So I think that gets lost a little bit now because we've got so much move. Look at the NBA and what happens there. Now the AFL is sort of going the same. We've got so much movement. I actually love the loyal part. So congratulations on that. And you just, on the back of Whitey's question about helping each individual other players, how much help have you had with Darcy Parrish? Because he's gone to another level this year.
Yeah, he's been a ripper's ass. I think, he's obviously been shifted around and played in a number of different roles the first sort of 5 or 6 years, but he's been someone who's been working hard a lot, and we've obviously spent a lot of time together, and I think even guys internally are joking that we use each other too much, but we've just spent so much time together on the training track that our connection as mates but as players and teammates is really strong. So I'm stoked to see him start to get a bit of reward for his effort because it's been a lot of years of grinding away at the club.
So, Zach, from a supporter point of view, the first half of the season looked very exciting on the field. Obviously, high scoring, fast tempo football, but you've now had a little bit of time to reflect, obviously, on the first part of the season. What were the real areas that you guys want to work on coming into this second half of the season? Because there is still an exciting opportunity ahead if things go well.
Yeah, for sure. I think reflecting on the first 12 games, clearly, I think our defence wasn't up to scratch and up to those high-quality teams and probably let us down against some of those top four teams. I think in Port, Brisbane, at times, Carl's team got us a little bit, but our defence to be able to hold teams up and slow them down, an area we need to improve massively. And we also don't want to do that to the detriment of our offence, so we still want to be a really exciting team for our fans to watch. But, yeah, our defence is definitely an area I think the next 10 weeks we need to sharpen up.
You've got a big game this weekend, obviously, against Hawthorn. When I say big game, not so much the rivalry between the two clubs, but just to get things back running again. A very different-looking team with the amount of injuries you've had, some coming back in, some going out.
Yeah, we don't really mention injuries, to be honest. I think for us, we're trying to promote and not live below the line in terms of being using excuses or anything like that. So throughout the year, I think we've had a number of guys who stand up at times that at the start of the year, we probably wouldn't have known that, and we'll continue to try and have that attitude, I guess, moving forward the back end of the year. I think every team's obviously been crippled at times with injury. So, I think Hawthorn have bounced out of the bye really well. They had a good game last week against a good team in Sydney, and we'll have to be at our best to compete and try and beat the Hawks out there.
Tough to do at UTAS Stadium there, Zach. Very tough to do, the mighty Hawks at UTAS. But we wish you the best of luck. Well done on the deal. Great news for you and for Bombers fans and for the footy club. 6 years to the end of 2027. And my mate, Nank the Tank, had to have a lie down when he heard that news yesterday. He was so excited. The blood flow got to his head. He had to just take a lie down. So that was great news for him. Great news for you, and hopefully great news for the Bombers as well. Good luck on the weekend.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.